Now, Christmas Island has popped back into our headlines with the use of the Immigration Detention Centre there as a coronavirus quarantine station. 35 more Australians arrived there from China via New Zealand this morning. Huge trip. But beyond that, have you heard of the Golden Bosun and Abbott's Booby? Well, they're just two of the spectacular bird species that are found only on this remote island, which is closer to Indonesia than Australia. Without wanting to spruik too much, there are also deserted beaches, plentiful sea life, and a vast national park. Visitor numbers have in fact been on the up after the virtual closure of the Immigration Detention Centre, and now tourism operators are desperately hoping that the quarantine headlines won't reverse that trend. PM's Barbara Miller is on Christmas Island.
One of the largest scuba dive operations in the world with a German base, and Christmas Island is the first venture into Australia. We've been operating here for 3 years so far.
David Watchorn is the manager of the Extra Divers Australia company on Christmas Island.
This year we've had an incredible season, almost whale sharks every day, snorkeling with whale sharks. We get hammerhead sharks, white-tip grey reef sharks, but also we get endemic species. So underwater you get to see fish that just aren't anywhere else in the world. It's truly, truly incredible.
Christmas Islanders worry that their home hits the headlines for all the wrong reasons. The place where dozens of asylum seekers met their deaths trying to reach shore, where hundreds more were locked up in immigration detention, and where now hundreds of Australians are being quarantined.
One of the concerns is headlines. So there's been some not so nice headlines that will affect, I think, remain in people's memories. That's unfortunate. I don't really want to repeat those lines because they tend to stick. I think Christmas Island is just, it's nature island. It's one of the most beautiful places I've lived. I fell in love with the island, and anything that hurts it really upsets the true local people.
Rising from the depths of the Indian Ocean is an island abounding with rare and endangered wildlife, an island of natural wonders. Experience the nature, explore the ocean, live the adventure. Escape to Christmas Island.
We have our red crab migration, where every year 50 million red crabs migrate from the jungle down to the ocean. That really is a bucket list experience for our visitors.
Jana Luke is the marketing manager of Christmas Island Tourism.
We actually had a big jump from the 17-18 financial year to the 18-19 financial year. We jumped from around 1,000 to 2,000 visitors a year, and we do attribute much of that to the closure of the detention centre.
The Tourism Association is delaying a planned television advertising campaign in Perth because of the current situation, but hopes it can get it up and running again soon.
I do think this is a blip. I think this will go on for a few weeks and then it'll be done, dusted and back to business for us.
Now, spotting a tourist is a little bit like finding a rare bird as well. This is still the wet season, everyone's just back from holidays, and it's definitely the tourist down season. But I've been told at this beautiful historic house there is an English couple staying, and they were spotted earlier out on this balcony, I think, but they're not here now. Hello? Hello? Christmas Island, you got it all to yourself.
We've got one of the best times of our life, and that was from a group from the Netherlands.
To prove that tourists really do come here, back at the Extra Divers office, Jez reads me some of the recent comments from the visitor's book.
We had a great time here on Christmas Island. We'll definitely be back someday.
And then this one here, this is February 4th, so these people were here just this week.
Yep, from Keith and Liz from the USA. They said, lots of swell, waves and excitement. Everything we love.
One of the visitors signs off, expect the unexpected, a fitting motto for an extraordinary little piece of Australia.
Barbara Miller reporting from Christmas Island.